Grant Johnson. He is the spokesperson and secretary for the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association. Brant, how are you this morning?
Good. Yourself, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association. How many members do you have, and what is your focus?
Well, the Greater Lansing Medical Marijuana Association is consists of business owners, professionals, caregivers, patients, and concerned citizens. We have probably at the present moment about 30 members and probably 30 more associate members. And our purpose is to support and consult the medical marijuana establishments in the Greater Lansing area such that they would operate within the rules of the law and operate together as a united voice in order to push for legislation that supports the businesses.
What is the association's stance on current medical marijuana laws in the state of Michigan?
Well, currently our stance is such that the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act does not restrict the operation of dispensaries in the state of Michigan. The law is unclear to some that since the act does not have any language to restrict the ability to operate dispensaries, then that does not make it illegal. So we're of the opinion that since the law does not restrict the ability to operate dispensaries, then the operation is legal.
What are your thoughts about how Lansing is putting together their ordinance?
Well, we believe that the city council, their members who did work diligently to support the businesses, dispensaries and grow facilities in the city, and there were some that were in complete opposition to it. We feel as if the ordinance that was just passed will be devastating to those who have invested thousands of dollars into their properties. It will be devastating to those who own the properties and didn't have tenants prior. And now those buildings will be vacant again. And all the people who had hired employees and now that they may have a cap on the number, those employees may not be rehired. That it'd just be devastating to the medical marijuana establishment.
In recent days, the House and the Senate have passed bills that limit many different aspects of the operations of these medical marijuana facilities. State Senator Rick Jones, who was on the program today, talked about some bills that he has in committee. What are your thoughts on some of these bills, which limit the time, limit where you can operate, impose or would impose other operational standards?
Well, Senate Bill 377, we don't really see a huge opposition to the state being able to have some type of information of those participating in the Michigan Medical Marijuana Program. It should be fair that state officials, police, and local officials, the police, should have some type of record of who's involved in activity. We believe that there should be some restrictions on the use of medical marijuana. Public use of medical marijuana is restricted within the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, but there are some who do want to allow some public use for instructional purposes. That will be argued in the days to come.
What is the association's take on where their businesses should be located? Should they be put in a cluster? Should they be allowed to be near schools, churches, playgrounds, those type of areas?
Well, I mean, you have a double-edged sword. You know, these places were established prior to the ordinance, And some of them, yes, are near schools and churches, and now you want to make the move. Well, you know, a lot of people feel that that's not fair because, you know, they were there and established and they weren't causing disturbances to those facilities and those institutions. And then, you know, you have this sense that, you know, federal regulation, there's a statute that increases penalties for any illegal activities done within 1,000 feet of churches and schools. And primarily municipalities have been using that statute to ban certain activities within those areas. And, you know, somewhat that's reasonable, but this activity in the state of Michigan is not illegal. So the relevance of the use of that statute to ban these facilities near those schools and churches may not be fair.
Now, finally, before I let you go, Brent, I wanted you to have the opportunity to tell folks, because there's a lot of parents out there. There are people who are really afraid of these facilities, especially, I mean, you know, and before I ask you this question, what's the association's stance on those social medical marijuana facilities where people can come together and medicate socially?
Well, you know, within our association, you know, there's never one state of mind. There are people in our association feel as if there should be some clubs available for people to get together and, you know, and enjoy themselves or medicate as patients. For example, a person may have children at home and they may want to come to the facility and medicate and not medicate around their children. And there's some in the association that feel as if, hey, there should be no public congregation of medical marijuana use. So as an association, you know, we have mixed voices. I don't believe that people should be able to use in public, but that's my own public opinion. Now, this taboo on marijuana use has been used, you know, like they use for the use of alcohol during Prohibition. People who are medical marijuana users are of all walks of life, doctors, lawyers, judges, politicians, plumbers, clerks, convenience store staffers. I mean, it's a false taboo. People use it. People are going to use it. And it's a shame that you have a group of people who try to make it so spooky. And it's just like alcohol was during, what was it, the 20s or the 30s. They had Prohibition. But right now, if you go downtown Lansing, you have two corridors of maybe 30 bars. And that's not taboo anymore. No one's really crying about those being clustered.